One big winner from the election of Donald Trump as president, if you want to call it a win, is the American Civil Liberties Union. Membership has soared in Illinois from about 14,000 before the election last year to 70,000 plus. That has created challenges for the ACLU to communicate with these new members and make sure the venerable organization is addressing its interests and needs. One way to do that is a tour of listening sessions, and it is Bloomington Normal's turn for the We the People listening tour. That's this evening at the Chateau Hotel and Conference Center. Joining us in studio is Colleen Connell, the Executive Director of the ACLU of Illinois. Welcome.
Thanks very much. It's good to be here.
Who are these new members and where do they come from?
Well, they come from across the state of Illinois. And when I say across the state, we have members in every state legislative district and every congressional district. And who they are is just about everybody from almost every walk of life. I got a letter the other day from a retired gentleman down near the Carbondale area who said he'd never before been a member or contributed to the ACLU, but that he was so concerned about what was happening in this country and the threats to constitutional rights and liberties that he was motivated to join the ACLU. And that sentiment has echoed throughout the membership surge that we've seen. People have said, I've always intended to join. I really care about what I see the ACLU doing, but it feels like the threat is very real to the constitutional rights that really provide the glue that bind us together as Americans.
What's been the change in membership in McLean County?
I want to say it's come close to tripling.
Okay. You've already done sessions in Springfield, Peoria, and Champaign. What issues are emerging from those?
And we see a common concern about voting rights, about the rights of immigrants, particularly the rights of young undocumented immigrants who are referred to colloquially as dreamers. We see a very serious concern about women's reproductive freedom and a real concern about LGBT rights. And I think we are also sensing a pervasive concern about the unwillingness of the Trump administration to abide by the checks and balances that are definitional of our democracy, and this recognition that this is a government of laws, not of men or of a man. And people are just concerned about what that portends for our democracy.
Do you expect different issues to rise in Bloomington Normal?
Not really. I've been surprised in some ways by the consistency of the issues that we've seen across the state. And one other issue that I would put in there that comes across loud and clear is the concern about racial justice, particularly in the context of policing. In each of the communities that we have made part of our listening tour, we have heard concerns expressed about disproportionate policing that focuses on African Americans and Latinos. And we have seen real concern about the fact that young black men, for example, are arrested at, you know, much greater rates than their representation in the population. And there's been that concern that is resonating loud and clear in every visit that we make.
Colleen Connell is the Executive Director of the ACLU of Illinois. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting us, Charlie. It was really significant for us to be able to come and talk.
She'll be at the We the People listening tour at the Chateau this evening at 6 o'clock. I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is Sound Ideas.